You must become a philosopher, or to reject philosophy is to reject the wisdom of your elder self. Please avoid standardized, cookie-cutter academic philosophy, as it has been drained of life and neutered to make you weak and old. Your teachers have sold the world to put food on their table. You will have to learn on your own. There are many things crafted and evolved to drain you, including ones that you think you want, where fame is clearly bought and staged and played over and over until it sticks, and you self-medicate what you have been scarred with, war, poverty, lies. Like the high school class, politicians go through fads. Sometimes the leader is a puppet and only the staffers lead. Sometimes the fads make political cults, and politicians will end up believing that making everyone poor on purpose is a wise way to repair ineffective education, where you are made to struggle and endure and find a way to rise and presumably join their creepy ghoul club. These things are not designed with a diagram in hand. They are grown out of chaos, out of opportunity, culture, and the spirit of times. For example, if enough people believe that there is such a thing as they, or a ruling elite, rather than the conspiracy of spoiled fools that just want to fake it until they make it so that they do as little as possible and take as much as they can, then an abscess will be formed. The room for they will be created. And whoever is looking for a place will fill that pocket. And in all the chaos, they will find a way to use all the rights that you imagined they already had. The complexity of our world is grown the way a cell grows, or the way the body ages. Processes sneaking into rooms created by other processes until there is no room left, until nothing can be added, only the old can be repainted, and the shock of failure creates a need for war. This is also why schools appear to function, but the education, when examined at depth, is quite ineffective. Chaos is the reason why it's too hard to untangle it all, and when you look back at the results, it is too late to change anything. Schools have been grown, process by process, to strip mine the hopeful students of their savings, and in return, if they work hard, they will get a way to make more than they put in. Work hard means self-education. And self-education is best when it is not ran by fools that sold the world for prestige and profit. You will not get a diploma here, no. All you will get is a functional understanding that will deliver you to a better future. It will help you add to the effort of repairing it all, the effort that revolves around building schools that redefine the future of humankind for better, that route it around war and towards a culture of wisdom and greatness. A culture that abandons all dumb ideas to history. You don't get a diploma because that world is yet to be built. Today what we have are fantasies of high achievement, Fantasies that you can get at by merely cramming without comprehension. To get to the real rewards, we have to fix education. Not just the way knowledge is presented, but its reach. For humanity to advance without the threat of war, all of us must get a powerful and meaningful education, a task that demands safety and security, a student travel program where no student will ever fear poverty again. The closest we have today to a real school are the three great trails known together as Triple Crown, the Appalachian, Pacific Crest, and Continental Divide trails. You sleep under the stars, away from distress, with your first 1,000 books playing and replaying in your ears, transporting your true intellectual inheritance from paper storage made by great beings into your mind so that you may create more wisdom and grow all the way up until you too become a great being. Get up. You are not a worker. You are not a wage slave. You are not unintelligent. You are not slow. You are not less than somebody else. You are meant to seek great knowledge and great adventure. You are meant to inherit your wisdom and rise to stand as a great being.